And welcome back to New Hampshire Today, the weekend edition. Jeff Chittister with you. As always, thanks for taking time out of your day to join us. I know it's been really difficult for a lot of you right now. I hope radio has been that lifeline for you to keep you up to date on certain key information. We do give you the news. We do give you the weather. We do give you the sports. We try to do everything we can for you, but we also try to make sure that we kind of bring the stress down a little bit, too. And so this show is really going to do that as well. Don't forget, catch my article in Portsmouth Herald every Sunday. You can also catch it online at seacoastonline.com. Seacoastonline.com. So, hey, this first segment I thought would be a really good segment. I've actually wanted to do it for a while, and then as we kind of had to shuffle the schedule around for the show, we had to wait a little bit. But fortunately for us, us waiting a little bit actually brings in another element of this next guest, too. Ron Boucher, of course, Chef Ron Boucher of ShayBoucher.com, ShayBoucher.com. Ron, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Jeff. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. So we're going to talk about a lot of things. For those of you who listen to the show, you know that I'm fascinated with chefs and cooks. I can't cook, and I envy those people who can master this, what some people think is a simple skill. I don't think it's simple. And so I really thought it would be a neat process to bring Ron on and talk a little bit about, he has a wonderful cooking institute. But the problem is right now it's not open, as a lot of places aren't open. But we will remind you when it is back opened up that you can take advantage of this. So, Ron, before we get started, let's talk a little bit about your background. So, like I said, I'm fascinated by chefs. And whenever I talk to chefs, they come from it so from so many different directions. Talk a little bit about your background, how you first got interested in it, and some of the ways that you taught yourself to be a chef.
Well, it goes back to when I was very little. As a matter of fact, I was probably four at the time. And my grandfather passed away. My grandmother lived right across the street, and she was an excellent cook, even a better baker. But she was very lonely, as you can imagine, losing a spouse. And we lived right across the street. So every day she would call me. She called me Ronnie. She'd, Ronnie, come over for lunch. And it was an early exposure to all types of Canadian food, but also food in general. But, you know, at 4 years old, I'm eating pan-fried smelts and liver and gâteau and pork pie and, you know, all these, you know, which was exotic at the time to me. But it was a really good exposure to food in general, and I think it allowed me to not be afraid to try different things.
It's funny that you say that at 4 years old, because that's almost a perfect time for interesting things or imaginary things to enter into a kid's life.
There's no question about it. In fact, it definitely influenced me in many ways regarding food. And, you know, at that age, I honestly didn't think of it as, you know, obviously 4, 5, or 6 years old, you're not thinking, what am I going to do, you know, later in life. So it wasn't like I was thinking, oh, I'm going to go into food when I get older. But fortunately, I lived right down the street from a restaurant. And one of my first jobs outside of delivering papers and mowing lawns was to go to this restaurant. And I started out as a busboy and then a dishwasher. And I spent about, I don't know, a summer in the dish area and then got invited to go into the kitchen. So I started as a prep cook and then got on the hotline doing breakfast and then lunch and dinner. By the time, you know, I was 14 when I started. And I think when you're that age and you find a trade that comes easy to you and you feel like, geez, I think I have a natural ability for this, and I was very excited about that. By the time I was 16, I was working all three shifts, breakfast, lunch, dinner. I was, you know, closing the place. You know, who in their right mind today would give a 16-year-old kid keys to their establishment? But they did. You know, they trusted me. And it was easy for me because I lived right down the street, so I just lock up and walk home.
They knew where to find you. Once again, we're talking to Chef Ron Boucher. Of course, you can find out more. Go online, because a lot of us are going online right now. ShayBoucher.com, ShayBoucher.com. We're going to tell you about a fascinating new ebook he has, too. We're going to talk about that here in a minute. So here you are, wonderful background. You've got a grandmother who's kind of guiding you through cuisine that maybe we don't get exposed to as kids. Then you kick butt before 16 in the restaurant. So where do you go from there? Where do you get to the point where you're starting to really focus in on honing your skill a little bit more?
Well, you know, I was fortunate in the sense that this restaurant, and I don't know if anybody out there remembers it, but it was called the Steak and Pancake House on 110 in Amesbury, Salisbury.
Yep.
And, you know, they kind of took me under their wing, and it was a very safe environment. You know, a lot of the older people that worked there kind of were very protective and very supportive. Nice. And, you know, and very educational experience. So, you know, I took that, and my sophomore year at Amesbury High, I was in the college prep program there, I went to my guidance counselor, and I said, you know, I really like this working with food thing. I'd really like to see if I could transfer to Whittier Tech in Haverhill to, you know, into culinary arts. And so, you know, at first they poo-pooed the idea. They didn't necessarily want to support taking away somebody from a college prep program to, you know, a trade school. But I was emphatic. And so, you know, I pestered them, got letters from my, previous guidance counselors at Amesbury High. I got letters from my parents. I went to Whittier Tech. And finally, in my junior year over that summer, they let me join the program. So I went to Whittier Tech Culinary Arts as a junior. And then excelled in the program, really liked it a lot because it brought in a lot of science behind the art of cooking. And prior to that, you don't always get that on the job, you know what I mean? So it brought in a lot of that. And my junior year, they did a trip to Italy. So I went to Italy for 9 days with my group of students from the culinary department.
That's cool.
And then in my senior year, I went to France. And that senior year, going to France, just left such an impression on me. I literally came home and the next day enrolled at the CIA in Poughkeepsie, which is kind of the Harvard of cooking schools, you know, the Culinary Institute of America. So
oh, yeah.
That's how it kind of unfolded.
So, Ron, absolutely fascinating. And for those of you, I'll do the French interpretation for you. Poo-poo is not good. So that's about the extent of my French, Ron. Sorry, Ron.
It sounds like it would be something I'd say to my staff in the kitchen.
Well, that's good if you say that. Ron Boucher is who we're talking to. Of course, we're talking ChezBoucher.com, ChezBoucher.com. Add a Z at the end of C-H-E-Z, just in case. For those of you, having been raised around Rochester, I have a lot of opportunities to try my French every once in a while. So, Ron,
Must know the name, the definition behind Chez Boucher, what that translates to.
I don't. What is it?
Well, Chez is home.
Home.
And Boucher is butcher, so it's the home of the butcher.
Oh, nice. There we go.
Yeah.
That blend.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny. When I told my wife that you were going to be on the show, one of the things that came up was that she said, that's a perfect name. So I should have asked her why she thought it was a perfect name. So wonderful background so far. So you go to a great culinary institution. And what did you learn there? I mean, what were some of the things that really brought it up to another level for you?
You know, I got to tell you, it started off with a bang. The very first day we're sitting in class, and a chef instructor says, you know, who in the class has previous food service experience? And, of course, I proudly, as did three or four others, raised their hand. And he said, okay, all four of you, he said, I want you to forget everything you've been taught to date, and let's just start fresh, turn a new page, open your minds, and pretend that you don't know anything, because we're going to really teach you how to cook.
Oh, neat.
And that was... What's that?
That's neat that he starts you out that way.
It was awesome advice. And, you know, even though I thought I knew a lot, I didn't know anything in the big picture. And so it just immediately transformed me and transcended me to be kind of an open book. And I just really, you know, I learned a long time ago, if you like what you're hearing, digest it. If you don't, spit it out. But don't talk about it. Don't complain about it. You know, take in as much as you can absorb like a sponge and archive it for future use. So that's what I tried to do.
And so I talk about Chez Boucher as like this singular, location. So we know that it's a website. But when you approach your institution, I'll call it an institution, you can correct me if you want. There's a lot of things that you're doing there. You're doing cooking classes. You still do actively cook as a caterer and as a chef instructor. Tell us a little bit about Chez Boucher for people who may not have heard of you.
Well, I started out being a chef. When I left culinary school, I went around to my favorite chef instructors and asked them, what would you do if you weren't teaching here now, what would you do? Every one of them had the same response, and it was they would own their own restaurant. So when I left culinary school, that was my goal, to open my own restaurant. So I worked for others for about 10 years, managing three different restaurants as a chef manager. And then I opened Ron's Beach House on Place Cove in 86. I was 28 years old. And it was interesting because I got married, bought and sold a house, and bought a business all in the same year. I don't recommend anybody to do that. It was crazy. It was just insanity.
You're a man who loves pressure, I guess.
Yeah, right. So I did that for 10 years, and then I had a partnership fallout, and I moved down the street. I literally picked up my business and moved it down the street and opened Ron's Landing. Same menu, same clientele, same everything, just different locations. Only now we were directly across the street from the Atlantic Ocean, basically. Yeah. So I did that for 10 years. But you know, I loved being a chef. I loved being a restaurant owner. It was very good to me throughout my career. But in the end of the day, I wanted to retire more. I say retire. I wanted to. Changed to teaching. I wanted to teach. That was my end goal for my career, was to teach. And, you know, the thing that most chefs will agree on is that you're teaching all the time in your business. You're teaching, you know, new employees. You're constantly challenging them. You're constantly changing menus. You're constantly going after educational opportunities. I've had the opportunity to do a lot of travel. And one of the things that I learned early on is about networking with other chefs and how important that is. So I joined the American Culinary Federation, which is a chef's club, if you will, a national chef's organization. And I made it my goal to get certified. So my first objective was to be certified as a certified executive chef. And then after that, about another 10 years of invested time and effort and demonstrations and educational platforms, and I was able to be inducted into the American Academy of Chefs. So
nice.
As far as my career goes, that's probably my proudest accolade, is becoming a member of the American Academy of Chefs, because there's only about 1,000 in the country. So it's a very select elite group of chefs, and I'm proud to be that. And then after 10 years at Ron's Landing, I wanted to pursue my educational path. And so I left my restaurant, I sold to my brother, and I opened Chez Boucher. And initially, Chez Boucher was kind of a test on the market for a cooking school. So it was like a beta test, but a live one.
Yeah.
And I opened Chez Boucher in Greenland at Artichoke's Kitchen Store behind there. I used to sublease from them.
Yeah.
So that was a good opportunity. That was 2003. Now, backing up just 1 year to 2002, I was called by the University of New Hampshire, the WISBE, the hotel school, to if I would consider being an adjunct. And it's that adjunct that semester that really cemented my love of teaching my craft, you know. So that's how that happened. And that's when I got the ambition to open my own school. So I started teaching the public different levels of cooking, from the ABCs of cooking, which we'll call cooking essentials and food fundamentals. And then it went to a second series. And these are series classes, which we still offer today. And they've changed very little, even though some of the recipes have changed or, you know, I've tweaked them one way or another. The basic platform for learning hasn't changed, which tells me how solid it is, and it's on such a good foundation.
And so, So pretty much, your institution is open to anyone interested in cooking, so it doesn't matter their level at all.
It doesn't matter at all. In fact, the only thing advice we give people is, it kind of goes back to when I went to the CIA on that first day. Forget what you know. Come here and start at the beginning, because you should always start at the beginning, right? So even if you feel like, hey, I'm an accomplished home cook, you know, let's go back to the beginning of the program. And I really kind of recommend you take cooking essentials and food fundamentals, because there's a lot of information that we roll out in those 6 weeks that you probably don't know.
So sage advice. And once again, guys, we're talking to Chef Ron Boucher. You can find out more. You can go to www. I don't know if I need the www anymore. ChezBoucher.com, ChezBoucher.com. So moving along, and all your history's up there. I don't want to miss the wonderful opportunity people have right now, not only to potentially sign up for classes, because you can still take sign up, just have to wait till they're open back up. But you've got a new ebook out, which I just thought was great. It's called The ABCs of French Cuisine. People can go to chezboucher.com and click on it and purchase that book. Tell us a little bit how that book came about.
Well, here's how it all happened. I mentioned teaching at UNH, and I taught as an adjunct professor there on in 2002, 3, 4, and 6. I had skipped 5. I came back in 6. But then in 2006, when I went to the then chairman of the department, I said, you know, I would come on full-time. I mean, I'm your guy if you can, you know, afford me a full-time contract. And he said, you know, Ron, he goes, it's just not available right now. We really don't have any positions in the department for you right now, and it's not in the budget just to take you on. So, you know, that's the situation. So I said, well, you know what, I'm going to go back and jump in and open a professional training program as part of Chezboucher then, because I have to take care of myself. So I left UNH. I opened Chezboucher Professional Training Program, and this was a certificate program licensed in the state of New Hampshire by the Department of Education, and it was training individuals to go into the culinary arts field. So the interesting part about it is the material that is available in my courses for the novice and the material that I was giving to the advanced class, it is slightly different, but so much of the same material. The difference being in the professional class is that you have a longer time period to cook. So, you know, the novice classes are 4 hours, the professional classes are 6.
Yeah.
So what does that allow for? It allows for a longer cook time, longer prep time, but it allows for a longer lecture component. And that is something that professionals need that novices really don't. But the material, the crux of the material of itself, standalone, is the same. And I haven't changed that initial criteria in how it was laid out since I opened in 2003, other than tweaking it. I haven't changed the methodology behind it and the approach to cooking. It's very solid. So and that was confirmed by my time spent at UNH, and then we confirmed it with the professional Chezboucher Professional Training Program. So that opened in 2007, and fast forward, I ran that until 2012, and the recession, depression, whatever you want to call it, of 08-09 hurt the program and financially and took a step back. So that's when I said, well, I got to go back to what I know best, which is running restaurants. So I opened Savory Square Bistro, which was part of Chezboucher, and that became, you know, kind of an internship for my graduating students.
Nice.
So that I did that from 2012 to 2015. In 15, I got called back from UNH, the new chairman, new department. Now we're at Peter T. Paul College. Now the program isn't a standalone program. It's under the business and economics. It's at the business and economics school, and it's under that program. So now when students graduate the hotel program, they get a four-year undergraduate degree, which is awesome. You know, so new area, new chairman, new department. I went back, and he said, would you come back as an adjunct? This was in the January of 15. I said, sure, be happy to do it. Within a month, I said, you know, of course, I cornered him in the walk-in next to the onions, and I said, hey, you know, now that I have you by myself in the cooler, you know, I want to get a full-time position here. I would hope that you like what I'm doing and that you'd consider me for a full-time faculty member of the team. And within a month, I had a full-time contract. So I literally came back after that and put my restaurant up for sale because I knew I wanted to pursue this opportunity at UNH.
So that's fantastic. So I want to remind everybody, once again, we're talking to Ron Boucher. You can go to chezboucher.com, chezboucher.com. He has a new ebook out as well, The ABCs of French Cuisine. So before we get to that, we're actually running close to the end of the time. See, it flies, doesn't it? I need to ask you a cooking tip. So I have this debate with people all the time. So here's the cooking tip, all right? So scrambled eggs and omelets, water or milk?
Okay. Well, here's the science behind that. First of all, you'd really want to add a liquid, one or the other, because the eggs need moisture, and they cook better, and they fluff up, and they're lighter if you add a liquid. Now, think of it this way. Think of milk as an acid, right, lactic acid. Think of water as a hardener, like hard water, right? So how do you want the texture of your eggs in your finished product? Do you like soft omelets and soft and fluffy scrambled eggs? Use milk. If you don't like that aspect, you like it to be a little more crisp or firm, use water.
So I like firm omelets, and I like fluffy scrambled eggs.
Well, there you go. So put water in your omelets and put milk in your eggs for your scrambling.
So what we have to do is we have to take a break. I'm gonna ask the chef to give me 2 more minutes when we come out of the break so he can talk a little bit more about ABC of French cuisine before we get to our next guest. So, chef, hold on. Let's go ahead and take a break, give you some news updates, and we'll come right back on New Hampshire Today, the weekend edition.